Next person is Everett Butler. E-V-E-R-E-T-T-E. Everett. E-V-E-R-E-T-T-E. Butler is B-U-T-L-E-R. Here for the 10-18-1950. Here was it. 10-3-22. Give me a copy for Roy Hinman. And Dr. Marino, M-A-R-I-N-O. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and abnormal chest CC. Hey, paragraph is for internist. This is a friendly vulnerable male who has been experiencing shortness of breath, cough and wheezing, and what's happening. And prior history of diabetes and hypertension. And depression. The patient has been treated for chronic congestive heart failure. And was admitted to the Advent Hospital in August this year with exacerbation of CHF. He chest CT'd them on 8/3/22. Showed a no evidence of pulmonary emboli, but showed a prominent pulmonary artery and small to moderate bilateral pleural effusion, as well as ground glass opacities in both lungs with interstitial thickening, suggestive of CHF. And ground glass nodules suggesting possible fluid and or infection. Patient was treated with diuretics and subsequently discharged from off oxygen. And he's presently having apnea, but denies any leg edema or calf muscle pain, denies any GI or urinary symptoms. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient has no cough, sputum production, and no wheezing or chest pain. Bacteria past history includes history of congestive heart failure, chronic and cardiomyopathy, history of diabetes mellitus, and history for hypertension. He had history for obstructive sleep apnea, and he's on a CPAP mask nightly at 4 to 27 meter pressure. He also had bilateral partial knee replacement surgery and had a history of permanent pacemaker replacement. It's been a habit for patients smoked one pack per day for 15 years in question. Worked as a zookeeper and drinks alcohol occasionally. Next, allergies to lisinopril. Next, part of their family history, father died of How's it going? Oh, chemistry is having the past history. The patient also had a past history for a gunshot wound of the lower abdomen, followed by exploratory laparotomy, bowel resection, and repair. And family history next to that, mother died of cancer. And, that is a non causes. And so that system of rehabilitation is double vision and no cataracts, less fatigue, and weight loss. There's no vertigo, consciousness, no sleep, no urinary symptoms, no leather cap, muscle pain, there's shortness of breath and some breathing, no abdominal pains, no heartburn, no diarrhea, constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no cap, muscle pain, she has anxiety, she has no seizures, headaches, and memory loss, no skin rash, no itching, no exposure, physical exam. This is a moderate weight. I believe alert, no sleep distress, no pallor, no sign of it, no lymphedema, no cap, tenderness, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 102 over 70, pulses. Pulses 92, respiration 20, tension 97.6, weight is 246, saturation 96. Achieving the abnormal status, people see active. Clear of it, injected coke was cleared, years, no inflammation. Next supple, no means, tension, section, alignment, power, enlargement. Chest equal movements of diminished spread times with the periphery of scattered pieces of cell artery. Heart, the absence of irregular, for an estuary, no murmur, no sleep. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, about massive, no organic megaly, the bowel sounds active. Shunti is one plus edema. I'm sorry, no edema, no cast tenderness, reflexive breath. With no gross, no reduction, screen, and less gross intact, skin, no lesion. Next, pain and attacks, number one. THF is bilateral flow diffusions. Number two is bibasal lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. Likely atelectasis is with pulmonary edema. Number three is history of diabetes, nervous, number four, hypertension. Number five is obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to continue to sleep apnea nightly at 10 centimeters water pressure. Continue diuretic, as mentioned above. Also advised to use alcohol and killer 2 plus QID PLN. And follow up with it for approximately 6 weeks. The patient will get a follow-up test CT in 6 weeks to evaluate the nodule density. In the lower lobe. Also, NP mentioned the medication list. Please write it in the first section, in the history section. Meds are as follows. Nexium, 20 milligrams daily. Metformin, 500 milligrams BID. Presto, 5 milligrams daily. And Presto, 24 by 26. 1 BID. And Tansulosin 0.4 milligrams, such as Jardiance 10 milligrams daily. Ativan 2 milligrams daily. Lasix 20 milligrams daily. And Meloxicam 7.5 milligrams BRN. Paracetam 10 milligrams daily. Now, please add that in the history section of the med list. Next paragraph, at the end of the plan, the patient will be advised to come back in 6 weeks and was urged to use a CPAP mask nightly, as well as start losing weight. And go on a regular exercise program. Thank you, Dr. Marino, for this conversation. Copy to Dr. Marino. MD. Mm-hmm.